JC Corcoran Podcast.
He was calling somebody in Washington a liar. And then he went, he's a liar, the liar, the liar. John Lovitz, the show's not as good anymore. It's not as good anymore. We don't watch the show, but they got a new guy doing me. I hear he's pretty good.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I know you're a fan of Bob Dylan.
I know you're a fan of Bob Dylan. I'm a fan of Bob Dylan. Because if you ever listen to him on Sirius XM, he's like,
Theme Time Radio on Sirius XM. You're listening to Bob Dylan. Today's theme is flowers, hydrangeas, chrysanthemums.
Maybe could we hear Bob Dylan singing Jingle Bells?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, we could maybe start it off with that folky Greenwich Village Bob Dylan. Here, let me get this harmonica here. This will be helpful.
Okay. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride.
He's always giggling on these songs.
What fun it is to ride. I think Calvin Coolidge said that.
It's like some professionalism, please, Bob.
But then he did. How about the crooner when he did the crooner kind of
the lay, lady,
Sinatra.
Lay.
Oh, yeah, the
national skyline, Bob Dylan. He had a completely different voice all of a sudden.
Yes, he had.
It's like
jingle bells, jingle bells, I jingle all the way. How fun it is to ride. In a one-horse open sleigh.
Why are you singing like that?
But then he did the whole, rock band tour, the Rolling Thunder.
When he's, touring all over the world, he's filling arenas, he's got the Rolling Thunder Review band. That's my favorite Dylan, because he's unintelligible. He's just screaming.
Yeah, here we go.
Oh, mama, dashing through the snow. Moving over those open sleigh. All over the fields we go. All the sleigh off tonight.
I can hear you, Bob.
Yeah.
I'm two towns over. I can hear you.
I can hear you. I don't even need the microphone there. 90s Dylan.
And he's just singing like a Disney vulture. He's singing like he crawled out of a French crypt or something. And the songs have this moody sexiness to them.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Jingle all the way.
Oh,
what fun it is to ride. And I want those open sleigh.
Oh, my God. Come on now. James Austin Johnson, everyone. We'll be right back with a performance from Anne Juliet. Stick around, everybody.
Jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way.
Over. And it's all right.
It's just all right.
And I want those open sleigh. Oh, what's your jingle bell?
Jingle bell.
Jingle bell.
Jingle bell.
Jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way.
Now I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous, don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest is jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu.
Wednesday, March 15, 2023, 15 days until opening day. How you doing, kids? You are at jcontheline.com. The weather is the word. It's the news. It's everything. Jesus, it's cold outside, and it's cold everywhere, too. You'll be happy to know that it's freezing-ass cold in Florida. It's freezing everywhere. Snow in the upper Midwest. It's a nor'easter, and that's, burying the people of upstate New York and, New Hampshire and Vermont and everything up there. You have the situation in California where it was snow and now rain falling on top of the snow, accelerating the ice melt, and then more snow on top of that. Too, there's people who've been trapped in these chalets, up in the mountains, Santa Barbara. You start going up into the mountains there, and you're in the higher elevations, and they're getting like, they've had something like 15, 17 feet of snow just over the course of the last 2 weeks. Their provisions are starting to run out. People are starting to panic a little bit, and for obvious reasons. And you know, you're running out of stuff. You're running out of medication. I have a good friend who was one of these people, a travel agency person, and one of her assignments was to take large groups of people on excursions into places like Mexico and Jamaica and, you know, places all over the Caribbean. And she was with a group of people when 9/11 happened. And you'll recall that there weren't any airlines. There was no airline service. And so now they're stuck, and I'll put the word stuck in quotations, they're stuck in Mexico for like an extra week and a half because they can't get any flights. And people are like, well, that's the ideal situation. You pay for a 1 week vacation, you get to stay for 2.5 weeks. Yeah, well, you know, if you're a heart patient or something like that, and now you're trying to get medication in Mexico, you're trying to get a refill, good luck with that. With this Dogtown parade on Friday, you don't want to know. And if you're going to the soccer game on Saturday, you really don't want to know. This is really, really ridiculously cold weather for this time of year. It could be falling into the 20s on Saturday night during that soccer game. Supposed to play baseball in St. Louis in 15 days. Come on. Speaking of baseball, it was the worst kept secret, and finally last night they made it official. Bally Sports has gone belly up. They owe something like $500 million to creditors, and there ain't no way that's going to happen. They missed a $140 million interest payment on the loan a couple of days ago, and that's when everybody knew that it was all over but the shouting, and yesterday the shouting happened, and that's it. So I don't know exactly how this is going to play out, but here we are 15 days until opening day, and people are like, well, how am I going to see the Cardinals? Oh, you'll see the Cardinals. You just won't see them on Bally Sports unless they figure out some way to do some sort of temporary agreement until finally Major League Baseball has said all along, we'll just take over this whole operation and you won't be dicking around with stuff with all these regional sports networks. And believe it or not, something good could come out of this, because there's been a lot of talk amongst the owners and the officials and the brass at Major League Baseball that maybe it's time that this whole blackout situation needs to go away. You know, if you're in one of those no man's land situations, and you probably know somebody who's like this, they don't live in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Well, actually, let me back up. If you live in St. Louis, you go, okay, Bally Sports, I'll watch it there. The Major League Baseball package doesn't help you, because that's only, quote-unquote, out-of-market games, meaning that if you live in what's called the ADI, the Area of Dominant Influence, for the St. Louis Cardinals, meaning if you live in St. Louis or the adjoining adjacent counties, you're part of that, and you just you go to Bally Sports and go, okay, I'll watch it there. Why can't you watch it on MLB? Why is the game blacked out on MLB? Because they want you to watch the local commercials. And there's a very complicated reason as to why they can't show the local commercials nationally, but it gets into artist and talent fees and things like that. So Major League Baseball hands are tied. So they're like, okay, we could show you the game on MLB Network. And I'm not talking about the MLB channel. I'm talking about the Major League Baseball streaming system that provides you with every Major League Baseball game being played. And this is already getting too complicated. As I'm hearing myself explain it, if you're sitting there going, wait a minute, you already lost me. Well, let me just try one more time. So if you live in St. Louis or the adjacent surrounding counties, you've been able to watch the games on Bally Sports. Before that, it was Fox Sports Midwest. Oh, gosh, what was it? Not Game Time. What the hell was that thing called back in the 80s? Sports Time? Yeah, I think it was called Sports Time. And so that's how that works. If you lived in Texas and you said, well, I'm from St. Louis and I really want to watch the Cardinals, they'd say, oh, okay, well, we can do that too. Then you go to the Major League Baseball streaming service. And it's a couple of $100 a year, but you can get every game that's being played, including the Cardinals. Aha! But there are places, like, I know there's places in northern Indiana and areas in there where you're not in the Chicago ADI and you're not in the Detroit ADI, area of dominant influence, you're sort of in a gap and you don't qualify for either one. And people are like, how can you not qualify for either one? Either I get the Bally Sports thing or I get the MLB thing. And they're like, no, you can't get the MLB thing because that's too close to Chicago. And so there's this gap. Like I said, it's a no man's land and people are just fucked. They're like, well, you can't see the games. And that's absurd and it's stupid and it doesn't make any sense at all. And it doesn't benefit anybody really, except a very, very small number of people. Well, again, I've already taken way too much time trying to explain this, but what it boils down to is this. A lot of people have been watching this and they think it's bullshit too. And they're like, maybe it's just time we lift this whole thing. Sort of like the NFL lifted these blackout things. Everybody remembers that, you know, when we had the Rams, the game wasn't sold out. Well, you couldn't watch the game in St. Louis. It was blacked out. How they got away with that, I have no idea. They're like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We want to build a new stadium, and we want to use your city's funds. We want, your tax money to go to the building of this new stadium. So we want your money, St. Louis, we want your money to build this new stadium, even though we're billionaires and we could very easily build it ourselves. But why do that when we can make you do it? And if you won't do it, we'll threaten to leave with the team. All right. So then everybody panics and they go, okay, we'll build the new stadium with taxpayer funds. And then the team comes in. We want you to buy everything. Get behind the team. Oh, yeah. We want you to buy that merchandise. Buy those tickets. Oh, you didn't buy enough. You were bad. So you don't get to see the game on Sunday. The NFL finally got rid of that. Major League Baseball is next. They need to do that too. Just get rid of all this bullshit. If you want to see the game, pay the money and watch the game. Speaking of tickets, I suspect there will be a run on these tickets. Willie Nelson turning 90 next month, and he's not just sitting around with his feet up. He's going out on tour. It's the Outlaw Music Festival tour. And get this, he's going to be joined by Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, the Avid Brothers, and John Fogerty. And this is coming into the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater on June 25th. Set a stack of tickets aside for JC, please. You want to get somebody's attention, by the way? You go, hey, did you hear Willie Nelson got killed? And people go, no, what happened? They go, he was playing on the road again. Good morning, everybody. And after that, you have to duck because people will take a swing at you. We have some bad news, well, just disappointing news. And that is a couple of months ago, I was told by a very, very highly reliable source that Jeff Lynne of the Electric Light Orchestra was going to go on a worldwide tour, certainly a North American tour, and St. Louis was definitely going to be one of the stops. Something has happened in terms of the negotiations. Something broke down somewhere, and that same source told me yesterday that the whole thing broke apart, and now it's not going to happen. So Jeff Lynne, in fact, is not going to be playing in St. Louis or anywhere else, for that matter. That's a huge, huge disappointment. As you know, we keep track of flubs, video flubs, font errors, misspellings. I put all that stuff on my Facebook page, the Showgram with JC Corcoran. We also keep track of verbal and audio flubs. One of our favorites, of course, Brent Solomon, Channel 5.
I'm Brent Solomon. That disturbing discovery happening this morning at the Principia Lower School. I'm Brent Solomon.
Now let's move over to Channel 4. Claire.
Welcome back. Time now to answer our Monday fun fact. When was the term March Madness first used? Well, the answer, the term first used in reference to basketball by an Illinois high school official. That was back in 1939. March Madness wouldn't become associated with the NCAA tournament until Brent Musburger used it to during the coverage of the 1982 tournament.
Or as we like to say, KMOV Sports Authority.
Live from the KMOV Broadcast Center, this is News 4 This Morning, watching out for you.
Well, coming up on News 4 This Morning, Chip Corea is set to take over at Bally Sports for Cardinals play-by-play. Chip Corea.
Apparently, they're going to keep doing this. I got to get some new sound effects. Look at Julia Avery on Channel 4 in a little exercise.
Everything that's led you to this point.
It's been a lot, but I spent 8 years in the 101st Airborne flying Black Hawk helicopter combat missions.
Black Hawk helicopters? Are you sure? Are you sure that's how it's pronounced?
Jimmy, Continuing to follow the latest developments in the crash of Delta Flight 5191, 49 people killed. Here's a Black Hawk helicopter surveying.
Deputy Police Chief says six officers were killed, including the district's top cop after the vehicle they were riding in was sprayed with bullets. And those are your latest headlines. I'm Jane Skinner. Time now to send you back to Shepherd, who is live where? Just outside of Memphis. Do you know how hard it is to read when everyone else in the studio is shaking with laughter at your misfortune?
I know. I've been there, Jane.
You too, me. Just you too, me.
Billions of times.
And that's Jane Skinner. She used to work with us at Channel 4, and then she went to Fox. She is married to the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell. And I don't know what it is about women on television trying to say cop, and it doesn't come out as cop. A very good therapist could probably pick that apart and indicate that perhaps something else is on the mind of that female broadcaster. I wonder what that same therapist would think about this one.
Sask Energy is announcing a proposal to jack up the cost of heating your home by 27% to 30%.
I'm sorry. You have to already be thinking about that. Otherwise, that would never come out. But Shepard Smith wasn't kidding, because this is one of the better ones from when he was on Fox News.
J-Lo's new song, Jenny from the Block, all about Lopez roots, about how she's still a neighborhood gal at heart. But folks from that street in New York, the Bronx section, sound more likely to give her a curb job than a blow job or block party. The New York Post, sorry about that slip up there. I have no idea how that happened.
I have a couple of guesses. Look, by the way, at Channel 4, they're celebrating Wellness Wednesday. Wellness Wednesday. A focus on good health, nutrition, and just overall health. And when I think of the personification of overall health, an image of Matt Chambers immediately shoots right into my head. Lindsay Lohan is having a baby. She's 36. She's got a lot of miles on her. A trailer dropped yesterday for a German movie where a guy is trapped in a porta potty at a construction site where a demolition is about to take place. The movie has a two-word title, and the first word is holy, and you can probably figure out the rest. There was a scene like that in a Billy Crystal Robin Williams movie from the 90s called Father's Day, where basically the same thing happened. Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson are doing a show for Apple TV Plus where their families live together on Matt's Texas ranch. It'll reportedly show off Matt and Woody's, quote, strange and beautiful bond, end quote. Carrie Underwood, you ever been to one of her shows, you know that she doesn't just stick to the country. In fact, she's a fan of Guns N' Roses and has a tendency to come back either late in the show or in one of the encores and do a pretty rousing version of Paradise City. So the other night, she's at a show in L.A. and she brings on Axl Rose and they do a duet of Welcome to the Jungle. Third season of Ted Lasso on Apple TV Plus. Today, late night, Jimmy Fallon's got Keira Knightley and Zach Levi. He played Kurt Warner in that movie. Jimmy Kimmel's got David. Oh, that's right. David Letterman's on tonight with Kimmel. Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm with Colbert. As you see the Democratic Party try to do something to see if they can get people to like Kamala Harris. Joe Biden will be like 106 when he finishes up his second term, should he be reelected. And people are like, you know, it's a little bit risky here. Who we got in the vice president? Who's in the on-deck circle here? Kamala Harris, nobody likes her. They got a problem. They got a big problem. Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin, I'm with James Corden, and Brian Cranston is on with Seth Meyers. Remember Trevor Bauer? Trevor Bauer, a tremendous pitcher out on the West Coast, and creepy guy, really creepy guy, domestic violence, really, really awful, ugly stuff. And he was a free agent. Nobody would pick him up. Nobody would sign him, so he's going to go play in Japan. All right, birthdays today. Eva Amuri, this is the daughter of Susan Sarandon, who got the boob gene. She's 38 today. Eva Longoria. I don't know what it is about her. I find her ravishing. She's 48. Will.i.am from the Black Eyed Peas, 48. Brett Michaels from Poison, 60. Fabio, 64. Dee Snider, Twisted Sister, cool guy, really funny. 68. We had him on the air a couple of years ago, and he was a blast.
The A-List Interview with JC and the Morning Show Graham.
Twisted Sister's Dee Snider.
What happened in Amarillo? Tell people the story.
Well, you know, Twisted started as a bar band. I had quite the tongue as far as cursing and profanity. And as we recorded albums and started performing, somewhere in 1984, we crossed a turning point where we suddenly became accepted. And unbeknownst to me, the crowd was changing, and now parents were bringing their children to see the band. So I'm up there cursing like a sailor, and some mom took umbrage and pressed charges, and I was arrested for profanity and disorderly conduct, and I was a plague on society.
Sly Stone. Man, oh man, Sly Stone could be sitting there at the top of the R&B heap right now. So many good songs. Everyday People, Thank You, Hot Fun in the Summertime. They tried to bring him back in the 90s for a big, it was supposed to be a big comeback on the Grammys, which of course is live. And he came out there and played for about a minute or so and just walked off the stage. He was known back in the 1960s and early 70s for not showing up for gigs. Not only is that bad for the reputation of the act itself, in this case, Sly Stone, but you know what happens when you get a couple of thousand people in a concert venue and somebody has to walk out there and say, he ain't coming, because usually that leads to death and destruction. Mike Love of the Beach Boys, a professional asshole, 82. Bill Lesh of the Dead, 83. Judd Hirsch, so you got Lesh and Hirsch. Judd Hirsch, 88. Jimmy Swaggart, professional con man, is 88 today. Of course, you got the Ides of March here today. My first gig, my very first show on KMOX Radio, was on this date 30 years ago today. My first guest, Brian Hall. Very good. On this date in 85, I was doing a gig at Muddy Waters for St. Patrick's Day. That was also my first St. Patrick's Day parade. I was actually in the parade. I only made it in one other St. Patrick's Day parade. They, generally speaking, don't invite me. It was on this date, 1991, that we were going to be broadcasting from the St. Patrick's Day parade. It was the tall, skinny chick from Murphy Brown. Faith Ford? Does that sound right? She was the Grand Marshal. And I still remember that the weather forecast was just awful. I remember the entire week, we were like, oh my God, we got this parade broadcast. We're going to freeze our nuts off out there. It's just going to be terrible. And right down to the night before, the weather guys were like, it doesn't look very good for the parade. Sun came out, 62 degrees. It was gorgeous.
Hi, I'm stupid, and this is my wife.
Hi.
She's stupid, too.
Dumb as a box of rocks.
Because during the COVID-19 pandemic, we decided not to stay home.
Boy, was that stupid.
Now more than ever, it's smart to follow guidelines to keep everyone safe. Personal hygiene, distancing, staying home, and knowing the symptoms of COVID-19. Don't go out without a mask.
Boy, was that stupid.
We can do this. Please follow the guidelines and stay safe.
Yep. Well, everybody is talking about the Ides of March. I remember March 15th as the day that the shit got serious with regard to COVID 3 years ago. There are varying opinions, I guess you would say, as to when it actually started. You know, when did COVID quote unquote start? I have it as March 15th. That's what I recall, and that's what I have written on my calendar. And so to the archives we go, because after people got over the initial shock of what was happening, and then we found out enough information to keep us from going into a worldwide panic. Because, you know, for a brief period of time, it was like, well, are we all going to die? Is this thing going to wipe out civilization? And once we figured out that that was not going to happen, and it was just going to be this massive inconvenience for the overwhelming majority of people, but that probably everybody you know, including yourself, knew somebody who got it, and a lot of people knew somebody who died from it. And then after all that sort of went away, people started, I guess, trying to sort of get up off their asses and go, all right, well, let's start putting one foot in front of one another and just see where it takes us. And people started actually having a little fun.
The world has caught a virus, so I've written you a poem. We need your help to cure it, so stay the f*** at home. And if you have got 12 kids or you're living on your own, lock it down and isolate and stay the f*** at home. If you think you're not at risk here, you're living in a dome. It spreads faster than a hooker's leg, so stay the f*** at home. I need the gym, I need the beach, I hear you bitch and moan. You need to grow a brain cell and stay the f*** at home. But I feel fine, I don't feel sick. I'll go out on my own. How thick are you, you selfish prick? Please just stay the f*** at home. From L.A. through to Berlin, from Wuhan through to Rome, there's people dying every day, so stay the f*** at home. If you need to contact family, use Facebook, Skype, or phone. We've got the f***ing internet, so stay the f*** at home. The only way to slow it down is isolate, not roam. Please help the world get back on track and stay the f*** at home. Stay the f*** at home. Stay the f*** at home. Don't you be a f***ing dick. Please stay the f*** at home. Stay the f*** at home.
COVID-19. Oh, I swear.
What this means.
A pandemic ruins everything.
Shelter in place.
Don't touch
your face.
And you won't get
And some of you will recall an old song and dance man by the name of Jimmy Durante. Guy wore a fedora and had a huge nose. And his signature line was, "Everybody's trying to get into the act."
Bat calls the Chinese flu, but don't knock it if you try it, is my message to you. I eat them flying rodents and I get a lot of flack, but once you go bat, you never go back. You may think I'm some sort of ghoul, but I'm just a man who's a bat-eating fool. I eat that bat all over this town. You can find me sleeping, hanging upside down. I like girl scrugs, but I prefer Lester Flat. I like a T-bone steak, but I love me a bat. I never was much of a heavy metal dude, but me and Ozzy Osbourne got the same taste in food. If they sold bat at the Taco Bell, they fly out the window like bats out of hell. Try a little bat, you're in for a treat. That's why we call it the other black meat. Georgia, they gave me a 10-gallon hat. First man ever ate a 10-gallon bat. When normal folks go hungry, they go to a Dunkin'. When I get hungry, I go spelunking. It always makes me smile to see my wife cooking bat buffalo style. She batters it up, if you pardon the pun, with some coleslaw on a sesame bun. With all this trouble, I won't eat a bat, so that should answer how I got so fat. I'm like Trump, the way he gets grouchy when he's corrected by Dr. Fauci.
We actually had a couple of different Beatles parodies.
Ring my friend, I know you called Dr. Fauci. The only man we can trust right now is Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci. He's a really brilliant man. He'll help you to understand. You gotta wash your hands, says Dr. Fauci. He studied MERS and he studied SARS, Dr. Fauci. A ton of brains in a fun-sized bar, that's Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci. He's the man you must believe, helping you in time of need. We all just might succeed with Dr. Fauci. Keep yourself 6 feet away. Don't hold toilet paper. Dr. Fauci. My friend works for the CDC, Dr. Fauci. Please don't sneeze and spread disease, says Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci. He's the man with a plan. Social distancing is grand. But you still gotta wash your hands, says Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci. So fine, even has his own marble head, Dr. Fauci. So don't be dumb like some folks you know, says Dr. Fauci. Stay at home, watch that tiger show, says Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci.
Also testing disinfectants readily available. We've tested bleach. We've tested isopropyl alcohol. I can tell you that bleach will kill the virus in 5 minutes, and that's with no manipulation.
So supposedly hit the body. I see the disinfectant. Supposedly hit the body with tremendous ultraviolet. Supposedly hit the body. I see the disinfectant. Supposedly hit the body with tremendous ultraviolet. We're leading the way in so many different ways. Supposing it brought the light inside the body in some other ways. As we continue to develop potential therapies, I see the disinfectant. I see the disinfectant. I think people are gonna know. You're gonna know. I'm gonna know. I think people are gonna know. You're gonna know. I'm gonna know. I think people are gonna know. I see the disinfectant. This whole curse, this whole plague. And is there a way we can do something like that? Injection. Supposedly hit the body. I see the disinfectant. Supposedly hit the body with tremendous ultraviolet. Supposedly hit the body. I see the disinfectant. Supposedly hit the body with tremendous ultraviolet.
And finally, we've talked about this before, the fact that Leon Russell, the great Leon Russell, actually played piano on the original version of this song back in the 60s, but it was Halloween time.
I walk into my job late last week when my co-workers all began to freak. They started cursing and began to shout and said quite rudely as the boss threw me out.
You need a mask.
I need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seemed a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
to do a simple task.
Put on a mask.
I need a COVID mask. Made it mandatory almost every place. That we can't be seen unless we hide our face. I can't even leave my humble abode without something covering my mouth and nose.
We need a mask.
We need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seems a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
Can't even mow my grass.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask. This mask wearing isn't fun. And the snitching has now begun. My neighbor called the hotline, 'cause my dog wasn't wearing one. Walking through the mall, a woman's voice did ring. Seems she was troubled by just one thing. She pointed to the door, shook her fist, and said,
"What are you trying to do, you jerk? Make everybody sick?"
Forgot his mask.
Forgot my COVID mask.
His COVID mask.
Nobody gets a pass.
That stupid mask.
Can't even pump my gas.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask. I'm home.
What do you want?
I need to come in and get my mask.
Don't let Daddy in the house, Mommy. He's been wearing his mask.
No mask, no entry. Sorry.
But, honey.
You should have taken it with you. You're not getting in this house. I changed the lock.
Oh, man. 3 years ago today, all seems like a bad dream. And with that, the J.C. Corcoran Podcast for Wednesday, March 15th, 2023 is in the can. 15 days until pitchers and catchers make it for real. The games will start to count. It will be opening day. Lots more about that later. In the meantime, you can contact me, JC at jcontheline.com. That's email, Facebook, the showgram with JC Corcoran. And do your best to spread the word that we're here doing this. We publish every day at 11 a.m. Monday through Friday. Stay warm. Stay dry while you're at it. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. In the meantime, we've beaten this one to death. Have a good one. See you later. Bye.
The JC Corcoran Podcast.